Do I have the floor?
Yeah, we're
Thank
out of
you.
time. We're out of time.
I'm really aggravated. We allowed, I was, before being a PMB member, I was public, and in every meeting, they allow us 30 minutes for public comment. We gave a lot of you, because we understand that the community, you are our support. I understand that. We feel it that way. We need the report, but with respect. If we give you the time to talk, and I don't remember who of you think that we are interrupted, you are doing it. You are not allowing this board to work. You are not being respectful. I'm sorry. Sir, just finish. Sir, be respectful. Be respectful. Be respectful.
Get Bella.
Be respectful. Be respectful.
Somebody get Bella. Bella.
Be respectful. Now I know what I'm. Please.
Okay.
We gave you the time to talk. Exactly. And I come with my own here. I'm sorry. You know what? Somebody told me when I came to this country that democracy means that the one that have the votes are the one that are
going.
We are elected to be here. Nobody put us here for other reasons.
Okay, Adriana.
Exactly.
Adriana.
I'm elected.
Okay, Adriana, Adriana, please. Okay, keep over. Okay. Yes, are you going to move the agenda?
I'd like to move the agenda.
Okay. Okay. Any objection to moving the agenda?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Janet Corbin, you had a point.
Yes.
A point of order.
Okay. So, first of all, the draft agenda that was posted to Pacifica.org says board may answer questions or comment following public comment. Okay. That's one. Two, I've been at many LSB meetings where public comment, people who speak, have questions. They ask questions to board members, and I've always wanted to be able to respond, and I couldn't as a board member. So it goes both ways, and so instead of just one way making comments, there might be questions also. Let's try to have a dialogue if we can.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're moving on with the agenda, and we are going to take a vote. We already passed the amendment on the first programming motion, and so we're going to vote on the motion as amended.
No, was there another
order.
Amendment?
The deadline change is still pending.
My amendment is hanging out there, and
I thought we got rid of that one.
I have it. We have Janet Coleman. And then
point
of order.
Okay, so Janet Coleman's...
Point of order.
Yes.
I suggested that, in fact, two amendments were allowed, actually independent amendments, and Brian showed me a section of Robert's Rules, and I'm convinced that that's actually wrong, that what we should do is dispose of Margie's amendment first and then allow Janet's amendment be taken as a separate amendment.
Okay, so that's what's on the floor. And so, Margie, this is the amendment you wanted to take back, but can you tell us what it was, and we'll all vote to take it back.
I was convinced by my colleagues not to take it back. So, and besides that, they yelled at me and said it was already out there and you can't retract it. And now I even agree with it. So all I'm doing is changing the deadline for the ED to carry out his communication with the GMs from July 15th to August 1st. That was my amendment, and it was seconded, and it is properly on the floor, and I emailed it to all of you.
Okay, Serene.
Thanks. The July 15th deadline is for the GMs to respond, not for the ED to send the email. So I assume the amendment is for the GMs to have until August 1st. The language is, the Pacifica National Board also requires that the ED direct each GM to obtain and provide a written report to their LSB and to the PNB by July 2015, from the station's community advisory board that lists its membership, yada, yada, yada. So the deadline is for the GMs to respond, not for the ED to make the request. So is that what's being changed from July 15th to August 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Janet?
Yes. Is my mic? Yeah. Okay. So what is it? 2 weeks? I would prefer July 15th. I don't know if I will support August 1st, but as somebody had mentioned, what's required, the reporting from the GMs should already be in place. It shouldn't be a lot of extra work if it would be compiling. I'm not sure yet how I will vote on this.
Okay. If there's no one else on the stack, is there any opposition to this? To changing the date from July 15th to August the 1st?
No objections.
Okay. Hearing no objections? No object. Okay. Hearing no objections, that amendment passes. So now we go on to Janet Coleman's amendment. Which was? Anybody?
The
Janet?
The problem is the producer development and training. So Janet wanted to add to the sentence that says that they should report back on the process of producer development and training. She wanted to send the words "and problems," so it would read "the process and problems of producer development and training."
That's the first bullet point. Is that correct?
On all the bullet points.
Ah.
Process and problems. On all the bullet points.
Whatever processes you add the word problems.
Okay, I get that.
Adriana? And Serene seconded it? Okay, and... Take a picture. Okay, there's... Oh, Robert. I'm sorry. You're
on the stack to discuss the...
Yes, please, you're up.
Didn't she motivate it already?
I thought I did,
she motivated it before we had public comment.
I just want to say that in my mind... The most important thing about this motion is forcing the executive directors to think strategically. We have a saying which may only be in the Gulf Coast area, but how can you think about draining a swamp when you're up to your behind in alligators? Our general managers are up to their behind in alligators, and for years there has been no strategic planning. And I am against making in this process the assumption that each one of these things is a good thing and putting pressure on them to justify the problems with these things which have not been mandated to them, allow them to answer these issues so that we can get good information from us in a strategic way. And then when we get the data back, if we think we should mandate these things, then the evaluation of the process some months down the road should then talk about problems.
Okay. Adriana, Serene, and Janet Coleman.
Well, I believe that we have pay employees, and this should be part of the process. What we are trying to do is just to enumerate the steps and see where they are. It's not blaming anybody. It's to see where the process is, and then we know if we can change or we have to change. Is nobody saying anything else? We want to know. If we don't know the process, we cannot move forward and see if it's something that needs to be changed or modified. I think that's the reason of the motion. No to blame, just to certify.
Well,
thank you.
I'm not against the main motion. I'm saying if you...
Okay,
order.
Wait.
Order.
You can't go back and forth.
We have a stack.
Okay, well, you'll get back on the... Yeah. No, well, I'll get you back on the stack. Okay, who is next? Serene?
Okay. You know, if someone does not currently practice some of the things that are listed here, their response can be, well, I don't do that, and this is why. So we're not saying you have to personally, I think it would be great if every GM, which is to say every PD, engaged in these particular processes, But perhaps they don't, and as part of their response, they can say, I don't do that. Here are some of the issues, you know, that I would have with engaging in such and such a process. They don't have to answer yes, no, yes, no. There's plenty of room for them to be flexible and actually provide useful information. But, you know, PDs, I'll tell you, I'm a listener rep to the board. I used to be a staff rep to the board. And I have a lot of sympathy with managers in Pacifica because you've got a lot of bosses. You've got 24 locally. You've got 22 nationally. You've got, you know, you got a lot of stuff coming at you all the time. You got every listener who thinks that their $25, you know, means that their radio is supposed to sound like their custom-made playlist all the time. So it's difficult to be management in Pacifica. And folks should be free to express their view of the processes respectfully, and we will take it into consideration respectfully as a programming committee. Thanks.
We have Janet.
Janet Coleman. This is a truly miraculous moment when Serene has said in my place what I might say. Wow. Yeah, like that. Okay. It's not really too much to add, but I think sometimes 2 week preemption, we find this hard to do, maybe it should be 1 week, blah, 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 blah. Really, to explain to this board, which isn't in on the highways and byways of every programming decision, at one station or another station, so we can sort of share what it is that these programming decisions are all about.
Okay,
and
thank you.
And they are problematic.
Thank you. Janet Kay?
Robert Mark.
Well,
I have
yeah,
yet.
She had
her. I know, but I have everybody on the
phone. Okay, Robert Mark and then Janet Kay.
Yeah, I just want to say, if you haven't mandated our general managers to do this bullet point list, how can they discuss problems implementing the things on the bullet point list? However, what you will do by using the words in the amendment is you will intimidate them into thinking, I mean, we all know people that manipulate their information to make it sound like they're doing a lot. I think you will defeat the purpose of this exercise by not giving them the freedom to just talk about these things as they are and come back after we get the information, mandate what we will mandate, and then give them time to implement it, and then come back and ask them what the problems are.
Okay, Janet Kay, and then Benito.
Okay, I have an amendment, and I don't know if it's in order in terms of what levels, whatever, but let me just say it. It's sort of a nit, but I would like to add two words after problems. Problems, if any, which means, you know, if there aren't any, then it's not like they're forced to list problems. So that's my motion. Add, if any.
Can I call the question yet?
Wait.
No, I second your motion.
The stack isn't exhausted.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
No, this is a new stack.
Oh, is this a new stack on if any? Okay, so now this next amendment is adding the word if any. So is there any objection to adding the word if any? The two words, if any. Are no objections. Hearing no objections, we're going to go back to the original amendment. And remaining on that stack were Carolyn, Benito, and George.
Did we just amend an amendment?
Or yes, we amend. No, we amended an amendment to add after problems, if any. Okay. Carolyn?
Yes, I have a question about the paragraph that says the PNB directs each national board member who serves on a station committee of inclusion to provide a written report to their LSB and to the PNB that lists its membership, describes its functioning, and reprises work done this year. And I'm wondering, it's belated, I'm sorry I didn't pick this up earlier, but why a report from each national board member and not from the committee itself? It seems to me a bit onerous. And a little bit too much work. I mean, why each national board? I don't understand the import of that. What am I missing here? Thank you.
Carolyn, we're on Janet C's amendment right now. We haven't voted on her amendment yet. So the stack is for...
Amendment. I'm sorry,
It's for, you're proposing a new amendment.
No, not a new amendment. I'm asking a question to clarify that particular thing, which I think may be out of order.
It's a different paragraph. We can come back.
Yeah, it's it. Let's finish with Janet C's amendment, please. Well, we have people on the stack. Are the other remaining members on the stack speaking to Janet Coleman's amendment?
Coburn.
No. No, we accepted Coburn. Yeah. Now we're on Coleman.
Yeah, we still have people.
I know that. But my question is, are they speaking to Janet Coleman's amendment? The remaining people on the stack are Benito and George. Is this to Janet Coleman's amended?
No.
Is it? I know. As amended, we know about the FNE passed already. Her amendment to add problems to the end of those bullet points. Any objections to? First of all, was that what you were going to speak to, George? That's all I want to know.
No, I don't want to be
okay. And how about Benito?
Yeah, I was trying to respond to Robert.
Okay, continue. That's on point.
Okay, so Robert. I'm sorry. So Benito from PFW in D.C. So, Robert, I really appreciate what you're trying to say in terms of flexibility. But I would say that the problem with a lot of these items is that different LSB programming committees have tried to, well, not tried, have asked the PDs and GMs to provide this information on numerous occasions, or at least some of this information, let's put it that way. I know certainly at PFW, we've asked every single GM, every single PD, every single, more importantly, every single IPD and IGM we've ever had. We've never gotten any one of them, not one, to respond in any kind of way. We've never gotten anything whatsoever from any of them. So I would think that the whole purpose of this motion is to finally get some kind of accountability from these folks that think that we just like flies in the wall, or I don't know, we live up in cloud nine or something. They don't have to respond to us.
Okay. Rodrigo, you're on the stack for this particular item.
Call the question.
Yay. Is there any objection to calling the question? Write me a note.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Call the roll.
There is.
Robert just objected.
Can we just do
point
by
of
hand
information, please? Sorry.
Okay. Point of information. Just raise your hands. Somebody still. Hello. How many are in favor of calling the question? Raise your hand.
No, I have a point of information.
I'm sorry. I withdraw any objection. Intend to object to calling the question.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, what were you? Were you raising your hand for a comment?
Objecting to the main motion when we get there.
We may never get there. And Serene. Okay, Serene.
I wanted to know what the objection was, so we're good.
Okay. Okay. So now we are on Janet Coleman's amendment about adding problems to each as amended by any. If any. And so, is there any objection?
Yes.
Okay. I do want a roll call vote. We're streaming, please. This is not procedural. This is on.
Okay.
On the amendment.
Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden, WBAI. Brazant. Oh, I'll come back. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Casnave, KPFT.
Yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coburn, KPFA, votes yes. Robert Mark, KPFT.
No.
Mark votes no. Medina, KPFK.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WVQR affiliate.
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder, KPFT.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. One moment.
What's this?
One moment, is anybody who wasn't here, but okay.
Okay.
What? 17. Yeah. Okay. I have 17, one, 17 yes, one no, zero abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Brazan votes yes. I have 18 yes, 1 no, 0 abstain. This passes.
Okay, so the amendment passes. So the next issue is Carolyn raised whether I was going to rule this out of order in terms of the item about committees of inclusion. Most people don't even know we have them because, they rarely report, which is what brought this to the fore. Article 8 of the bylaws, Section 4. In addition, this is committees of the Board of Directors, so it's a committee of this body. In addition, there shall be established in each of the Foundation's radio station areas standing committees of the Board to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio station areas. These committees of inclusion shall include one director and three LSB members from those from each radio station area who shall be elected by their respective LSBs, and such additional individuals as those four shall choose by majority vote. The committees of inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSBs. They will also monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSB's appropriate committees to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. These committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the board, the status of which will be published and maintained in each respective radio station area. Communities deemed to be underrepresented by the committees of inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the board, the respective LSBs, and any local outreach committees. Station managers and appropriate LSB committees will be expected to consider their communities in their future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate outreach, subject to any applicable state and federal laws and regulations. All station managers and committees of inclusion will report to the board, that would be us, and their respective LSBs quarterly on the status of diversity within their radio station areas. The board shall query and monitor radio station areas with identified underrepresented communities and any plans for addressing these underrepresented communities. Increased participation. Where necessary, with due notice, the board will suggest and or direct managers and communities to implement specific measures to improve the status of underrepresented communities in their respective radio station areas. The board will assist, that's us, and encourage station managers and communities of inclusion in finding new ways to improve recruitment efforts in their respective radio station areas. Could not be more relevant. It's in order.
Point of clarification. Yes. The way I had interpreted Carolyn's comment was saying there's a section in this motion saying each national board member would have to do an individual report. Couldn't they all just meet together? And
here's the point.
Clarification, please, if I may. May I clarify what I meant? Thank you. What I meant was exactly what you were getting at, and that is that I would like to substitute the language. I would like to make a motion then. Instead of each national board member who serves should provide a report, each national board member should be responsible for a written report from the entire committee. Why should the three LSB members not be included in a report? I have no problem with the committee. There's no point in, you know, that's not the issue. The issue is that a national board member should not submit an individual independent report, but the entire committee. Why are we asking for a report that excludes three quarters of the committee?
And I'll ask the question of Rodrigo because and Serene, those who have been working on this, is what I understood the report to be is not a report of necessarily of everything the committee is doing, but a reporting back as to whether are they functioning, because that's why a director, it's a committee of the Pacifica National Board. And the only members of the Pacifica National Board are directors. And so the responsibility over and over is about a director. I'm explaining why I'm ruling it in order. And therefore, the directors need to come back. We need to find out, are there any committees functioning? And especially in an election year, since it mentions various aspects of election representation by the various underrepresented communities, it becomes all the more important. So that's I'm just explaining why I'm ruling it in order, because that's why it is a standing committee. You know, in other words, having a higher level of standing than the personnel committee or any other committee that is not a standing committee. It's a standing committee of the Pacifica National Board, and we never hear any reports from them, and the directors are the members of this board, so that's why it's in order. But you can still make your motion.
Thank you. I'd like to make the motion because I think what you're saying is unusual. It deflects responsibility from the committee itself, and it creates a separate and unequal requirement, which I think is onerous. So I'd like to suggest that we replace each national board member who serves, I'll send you this, John, by email, with the words, quote, each national board member who serves on a station committee of inclusion should be responsible for a written report from the entire committee. And then send that. That is the language I'd like to substitute. Each member, there's only one board member from each station on the committee. So if each board member has to report to its own board, local station board, they should not be allowed to ignore the three staff members or three LSB members. Other members who are not directors. Just because they're directors doesn't mean they should get to have the only say about that committee, is my point. They should be required to include the opinions of their other members.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now we're at time on the entire item, so we're going to need an extension of time if we want to pass the second motion as well.
Okay.
And we had a 3:30 definite. Is Brian DeShazer still here? Can you bear with us another 10 minutes or so, if somebody can make a motion?
I move to extend time for 15 minutes.
15 minutes, Brian?
Yeah.
Are you good?
I needed like a 10-minute break to set up the laptop and the projector.
Okay. We need a break. And then, okay. And so, first I need to have a motion to extend time. Oh, 15 minutes, you had it. I need a second for the 15 minutes. Is there any objection? Okay. Thank you. And who seconded Carolyn's motion?
No one so far.
I will.
Okay, Janet C. Seconds? Okay. So, is there any objection to Carolyn's motion?
Can we hear it? I'm sorry. Yeah. Or see it? I mean, I'm not online anymore, but
as I understood it, it was not to simply have the director.
I want to see it.
Okay, but as I understood it, it was to not simply have the director, but also to include the members of the committees of inclusion, so that the director is not just representing his own opinion.
May I speak?
Yes. Serene? Serene has the floor. You do not yet.
Okay, so the language here is that each national board member, and there's one from each station, is to provide a written report, not produce a written report. People actually work collectively, and I don't see why someone would volunteer to write a report if they can get three other people to help them, but okay. So I think that speaks to the mindset, not to the language in the motion. I think that's an interpretation of what's there. However, in order to avoid wasting more time, if the member, I would like to make an amendment.
Okay.
To provide a written report prepared by the committee. I don't have her motion, so I don't actually know what
yeah,
she said.
Okay.
But we would just insert the word
to.
Yeah, after a written report, insert the words prepared by the committee.
Point of clarification. This motion asks for each national board member to give a written report.
No.
It doesn't clarify one way or the other. So one report from the entire committee to every board. To the national board, one report from every committee, or just one report from the entire committee?
Every committee, every station has a committee of inclusion. The committee of inclusion includes one director
right.
and three other local board members who are not currently serving as directors. The language in the motion, since the PNB cannot direct an LSB member to do something, they can, however, direct their own members who are sitting here as members of the committees of inclusion to make sure that that report is provided to the LSB and PNB. We've just inserted the words prepared by the committee. So there will be five such reports, one from each station.
Okay. So.
You got it?
Second.
Serene.
Okay.
Yes,
so all the is there any objection to Serene's amendment?
I think, may I speak to this?
Point of order?
Yes.
If everyone agrees that Serene's interpretation is correct, there's no need for my amendment.
Well, if everybody agrees with her interpretation, it automatically supersedes yours anyway.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
I believe Serene's motion was really a substitute rather than an amendment.
It's an amendment.
I don't have Carolyn's language exactly in front of me, so.
But effectively.
It was a substitute.
Okay. Whatever works.
Okay. Is there any objection to Serene's substitute motion? Okay. Hearing no objection, that passes, and I think we can now move on to, we're through with all the amendments. We can now move on to the main motion as amended. Okay. Thank you. Is there any objection to the main motion as amended? Excellent. Thank you. Now let's go on to the second motion.
Second motion.
George?
Yeah, I want to make a substitute motion.
For the second motion?
For the second motion.
Okay.
The substitute reads...
Wait. The second motion hasn't been motivated yet, Rodrigo.
Hasn't
even been read.
Point of information.
No.
Okay.
Point of clarification. Before we move on, can we review... Oh.
Mike, please.
Janet, okay, please.
There were like three or four amendments to the motion one, and I'm not sure if everybody remembers what they were. I would like to just spell them out. May I?
We already voted without objection.
All right.
No. Okay. Rodrigo.
Okay. A second motion is más para clarificar algunos compañeros. ¿Verdad? Discutimos una moción que tiene que ver con la cuestión de cómo se va hacer los reportes del comité de inclusión también. Hay un comité de inclusión de cada estación de radio que tiene que ver la diversidad que existe dentro de cada radio y la representatividad. Y básicamente se discutió eso. Se quiere utilizar, por ejemplo, todas las formas de promocionar los programas y todo, en todos los medios posibles. Se tienen que escribir reportes por la general manager de cada estación de radio. En fin, ese fue el sentido de esto. Entonces ahorita vamos a hacer otra moción que también tiene que ver con programación. La otra de español es un poquito más después, nada más para que sepan. Okay, the second motion says, the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that all action on the creation of program councils, pursuant to a previous motion from the Programming Committee to the PNB, be held until after the committee is able to receive and review information about station program operations, pursuant to motion passed by the committee on 12/19/14, and provides recommendations to the PNB. The provision of said feedback to the PNB will be a priority of the committee, and our expectation is that the report will be sent to the PNB by March 13. All program council motion approved by 2012 PNB. The PNB directs, that was the one that was approved before, right? The PNB directs the executive director to set up a program councils as management committees at each station.
The composition of the committee shall consist of one tour staff selected by STV election, one tour members of the local station board, also selected by an STV election, one tour listeners, approved jointly by the LSB and the program director by a procedure satisfactory to both. Terms shall be for the maximum of 2 years, or for an LSB member, the term of the local station board, whichever is less. The program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board, the listeners, the staff, and the management of the station for the purpose of implementing the programming policies of the local station board and the PNB. Specifically, they shall have the power to review programs and vet new programs, including for compliance with the mission, and recommend changes to the schedules. They shall also provide for adjudication of programming issues arising between programmers and management where no other means of doing so exist. They will set their own agendas in these regards. Program director will serve as non-voting ex officio members of the program councils. The programming councils are charged with making the recommendations to the program director. If the program director declines to act on such recommendations, he, she shall report to his, her reasons and respond to dialogue on the issue from the council. Such dialogue shall be made widely available to the listeners. If consensus cannot be reached on a course of action between the program director and a majority of the council can appeal the decision to the GM with a vote of two thirds of its members. All meetings of the program council will be in public session, with the exception of those that are required to be in executive session by the Pacifica bylaws. The council shall determine by majority vote whether any given meeting must be held as an executive session. Pass in committee 7-0. So, Sirin, you want?
Okay, thanks. So the reference that we in the motion number two at the very end, we make reference to the committee motion that we just approved as a board, the one that we just amended and approved, the information seeking motion. Okay. And the purpose is we have a program council motion that was voted on by the 2012 PNB. It has not been acted upon. It is – well, I won't – well, I guess I should speak to the substance. Well, am I explaining or arguing?
You're explaining, I think.
Okay, good.
So you're on the – okay. I don't care what
okay,
you
Okay, great. Okay, so there are several problems that I've always found with this old motion. It sets up a situation where it's one-third staff, one-third listeners, and one-third board, and it calls it a management committee. If it's one-third board and we're a governing board, it's not a management committee. Okay? So that's one problem. Second, aside from the fact that it's held to work in Pacifica as a manager, managers, GMs, and PDs are evaluated by the local station boards. They should be asked to respect the bylaw provision that programming work be a collaborative, respectful effort, but they should be allowed to make their own decisions without the council being able to overrule them and go directly, for in the case of a PD, go directly to a general manager, because if something works or doesn't work, the board is not going to be evaluated upon that. The PD will. In addition, the process, if you're talking about having election of listeners and so forth, you have to publicize it. You've got to give people time to apply. I'm sorry. Am I out of time or something? I thought I heard something. Okay. It requires a certain amount of time to implement this motion. And since we basically have no information and no agreement on what information does exist about how programming decisions are made, before we lay down the law about how we want things structured, we need to complete the process described in the first motion and then come back with an informed recommendation. I do not believe that this motion that was passed in, by the 2012 board is in fact an informed motion, and therefore the programming committee has asked the PNB to stop all action on that old motion until we have the results of the motion that the board has just approved.
Okay. Go.
So does that mean that it's possible that the old motion would be amended or revised or...
Yeah, George said okay. He has a substitute.
Yeah, I have a substitute motion. The PNB directs the ED to inform the GMs that they must establish program councils in their stations by August 1st in accordance with the procedure established in the PNB motion of 2012.
What?
The PNB directs the ED to inform the GMs that they must establish program councils in their stations by August 1st in accordance with the procedure established in the PNB motion of 2012. I make the motion because there is a governance issue.
Point of order.
Is there a second?
Okay, he has to explain it. Until he motivates it, we don't know if he has a second. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to say. The point is that there's a problem with our system, which is that the PNB motions are routinely ignored by management. In this case, because I was at KPFT, and the KPFT LSB voted to unanimously that we should establish this program council, we actually had a dialogue with the management, the program director, and the general manager. In most of the other stations, because the ED at the time didn't care to implement it, nothing much happened as far as I can tell. There may have been conversations, but it didn't go as far as a KPFT. This motion establishes the, so to speak, the political boundaries of how you're going to construct a program council. The motion that we just approved which I voted for and I think is a good idea, is to give a better sense of what ought to be implemented, what kind of procedures should we this program council be working with. But the structure of it was discussed at great length in the program committee at the time. It was approved unanimously. It was passed by a vote of more than 2-1 in the PNB at that time, a PNB which was largely fractionated. My sense is that it would be a good thing if coming out of this meeting was the sense that, yes, indeed, PNB motions need to be followed. And I think that's why I make this substitute.
Is there a second? Is there a second? Teresa seconded it. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, first, could the motion be reread? Because I have a question, but I'm not sure if it...
I sent it there, right?
Well, could you just...
I'll read it again. PNB directs the ED to inform the GMs that they must establish program councils.
George, speaking to your mic, please.
The PNB directs the ED to inform the GMs that they must establish program councils in their stations by August 1st, in accordance with the procedure established in the PNB motion of 2012.
Okay, so my question is, well, this has been out there a long time and they haven't. So what are the consequences if they don't?
That's
implement it.
Not true.
Or
no,
is that what
that's
your...
That's a stack.
Not true.
Yes.
One suggestion, if I might, George, just change the word inform to require. I would totally agree with this, so...
Okay.
I accept that.
Okay, Serene?
What is this?
Okay, Serene, and then I'll go back to whether we agree with
okay, so
require.
I think it's more important that we have effective motions, that we have effective motions that can actually be implemented rather than we say, you got to do it because we're boss and we said do it, which is where I think this motion goes. It tells the ED to set up program councils at each station. I want to think that we have better use for the ED time. It says that this program council gets to vet new programs. There are many things that LSB members should be involved with. Deciding which particular programs get on the air, not setting up criteria based on information that we have about our listening community, but deciding which particular programs get on the air, God, I mean, there's blood flowing now. Why would we go there? The motion may be well-intentioned, and I want to, without specifically identifying the ED who was described as being, quote, unwilling to implement it. Trust me, I've had criticisms about EDs, and I will in the future.
At times.
However, I don't think that's useful. I cannot say whether or not it's accurate, but it doesn't seem fair since the person isn't here. It's just not a good idea.
Okay, we're at time with the item, and we had told Brian DeShazer that he could speak 15 minutes ago, so... does anybody want to make a Brenda?
I moved to table this item until after we had a time certain for the we have the Pacifica Radio Archives at a time certain, and then we had the KPFK General Manager at a time certain, and we also had the Chair and the Treasurer of KPFK Local Station Board at a time certain. So I moved to table it after that.
Okay. Is there any objection to tabling?
Tabling it until what month are we in?
It's moved to table, not to postpone. It's a motion to table, not to postpone.
Can I substitute with a motion to postpone?
I don't know. No, parliamentarians?
You cannot. The motion to table is not discussable.
Okay.
Is it amendable?
No.
No.
Okay. Is there any objection to tabling?
Until?
No, it's not postponed. Just to tabling until anyone can move to take it off the table.
In September.
No, but what's the intention?
The motion I heard was to table until the end of today's special orders.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Can you do that? Isn't that the postponing?
Can I postpone that? I thought I could.
I think, in fact, you can't do that. The motion to table is a motion to put it on the table. We can, as the first order of business, when we come back in order, and I will
take it off the table.
Make a motion to take it off the table.
Okay, so that's how it's going to work. Is there any motion to table with that explanation? Okay, any objection, I mean. Okay, thank you. So that's tabled. And Brian DeShazer, while we all take a little nature break, and Brian will set
question?
Up. Okay, Rodrigo, okay.
Yeah, I just got a question then. When we're going to come back with the Spanish language task force?
After the time certain stuff.
It's part of the...
Yeah, after all those other time certain reports. We have the times there.
When?
I'll get to it. At some point.
Well, yes, but not to